This is episode 15 of the Billions of Atoms podcast. Have you ever pondered the threads connecting us to each other and the stars? The Billions of Atoms podcast explores these questions and more, where science meets spirituality, personal stories reveal universal truths, and meaning becomes a shared journey. The Billions of Atoms podcast, where we delve into human connections one story at a time. It's an auditory journey, reclaiming humanity through the atomic bonds uniting us, exploring meaning, purpose, and personal growth. Join us on a reflective journey through modern landscapes, personal challenges, and the eternal quest for understanding. Approaching science, spirituality, and personal identity with curiosity, we invite you to an intimate yet expansive dialogue. We see ourselves as fellow travelers, not authorities, exchanging stories by the fire of our shared humanity. In this series, we embrace the boundless quest for understanding, celebrate diverse thought, and revel in the beauty of uncertainty. Each episode aims to connect us, showing us that profound truths often lie within our individual experiences. Join us on the Billions of Atoms podcast as we explore human thought, experience, and emotion, unraveling the mysteries of existence, one reflection at a time. Rediscover your place in the cosmos. Welcome, fellow explorers, to another voyage through the intricate cosmos of our minds and the universe beyond. Today we wade into the waters of a mystery that has puzzled some of the most brilliant minds of our time. A phenomenon that weaves together the fabric of reality in ways humanity is only beginning to understand, and quite probably humanity will never understand: quantum entanglement. I'm deeply intrigued by this concept and acknowledge that I must embrace the fact that our understanding of entanglement remains limited. Therefore, I must add my own perspectives to it, interpret it, its implications on my reality and the world around me. I need to add some color and some flavor to this. Entanglement is truly captivating to me because I personally feel I have experienced an entanglement since my conception. Since birth, I've felt connected to my twin brother, even after his death. 7 years ago, our bond was incredibly strong during our childhood, particularly in our late teens and into our 20s. His death left me with a profound sense of connection. The spirituality I embrace today, as well as my motivation for this project, Billions of Atoms, stems from that intense bond. The project, Billions of Atoms, is fueled by that deep bond I cherish with him today and that I cherished when he was alive. It reflects the essence of his life and his purpose. I strive to honor his memory by embracing a life of love and compassion. I ponder the idea that death could be a mere passage into a new dimension, and in that realm, our interconnectedness transcends, resonating on a quantum level. We were a single entity at one point in our life. So, are you ready to join me on this expedition into the unknown? At the heart of today's exploration is an enigma that not only challenges our understanding of the universe, but also invites us to question the very nature of existence itself. Quantum entanglement, a term that both mystifies and enthralls, where particles, no matter the distance between them, seem to communicate in an intimate dance of unity and harmony. In our pursuit to understand the harmony of the universe, we shift our focus inward to the world of quantum particles, the minute elements that compose the melody of reality. These are not the solid, discrete particles of matter our senses are attuned to in the macroscopic world, but rather probabilities and potentials scattered across the vastness of mathematical abstraction. Could these elusive entities be the fundamental building blocks of the universe, the primeval soup from which all things emerge and recede, fluctuating between existence and non-existence? Quantum particles ask us to consider a world that exists as a whisper of might-bes, rather than a chorus of definite is's. A proposition that hints at a cosmos far more interconnected and mysterious than we ever dared to imagine. As we peer deeper into the architecture of reality, we confront the question, how do these mysterious quantum particles differ from the atoms we learned about in our earliest science classes? Atoms, those tiny solar systems of orbiting electrons around a nuclear sun, are the building blocks of the tangible world around us, the brushstrokes in a painting we call matter. Yet, quantum particles, in their essence, elude such concrete analogy. They belong to a realm below the subatomic threshold, where the laws of physics are not so clear-cut, and everything we thought we knew begins to unravel. In contrast to the predictable orbits of electrons within atoms, quantum particles exist in a state of potential, simultaneously everywhere and nowhere until observed. It is here, in this enigmatic landscape, that an electron can be a particle and a wave, that something can be and not be all at once. What could this duality reveal about the dualities within ourselves, the seen and the unseen forces that sculpt our lives? Understanding quantum entanglement is best approached through its historical context. The concept of quantum entanglement was first introduced in a 1935 paper by Albert Einstein and colleagues, following the earlier development of quantum mechanics in the 1920s. Erwin Schrödinger's equations described certain quantum particles as probabilistic waved functions, indicating that these particles exist in quantum superpositions. Quantum superposition is a crucial element of quantum theory, allowing our particles to exist in multiple states simultaneously. These states are combined in such a way that they represent a valid quantum state. However, when a measurement is made, only one of these states become observable. For instance, there's a famous double slit experiment with light or electrons, and it illustrates this phenomenon. Initially, light is passing through two slits and displayed it a wave-like behavior rather than behaving solely as particles or photons. So the interference pattern observed on the surface where the light was projected demonstrated the wave nature of light. This interference pattern arises from the interaction of light waves from the two slits. When waves meet at corresponding points, they amplify each other, creating bright spots. Conversely, when waves meet at opposite points, they cancel each other out. It mimics the behavior of waves on a calm pond, if you imagine two circles of waves from stones thrown into a calm pond. Similar experiments with electrons also exhibit wave-like behavior. When single particles are fired through the double slit, they show interference patterns over time, indicating that each particle passes through both slits simultaneously. While the concept of quantum superposition may seem peculiar, numerous experiments, including the double slit experiment, verify its existence. The intriguing concept of quantum entanglement was further explored by Albert Einstein, Nathan Rosen, and Boris Podolsky in their 1935 thought experiments. They proposed that particles could become entangled in such a way that their states would become dependent on each other, even when separated by vast distances. This idea challenged the foundation of quantum mechanics and opened the door to new discoveries about the unity and interconnectedness of all things in the universe. Every time I've looked at this double slit experiment, it's intensely confusing because I'm not clear on what the outcome was or what it proved. So allow me to summarize this to make it very clear. In the double slit experiment, observing when light or electrons passing through two slits, they acted like both waves and particles. The pattern they created on a screen shows interference, where waves either add up to make bright spots or cancelled out to make dark spots. Okay, so this shows that light and electrons can behave like waves, not just particles. It proves that on a tiny quantum scale, things in our world can act in ways that seem really strange. Like being in two places at once. That is the fundamental finding, and why this was so powerful was that it proved through these experiments that at a quantum level, things can be in two places at once. That is unheard of in normal scientific discovery. Following these experiments from the 1930s, and more recently in modern experiments around quantum entanglement, lay a profound challenge to the very concept of an objective reality. It unveils an intricate dance of conflicting realities that emerge among observers in the realm of quantum mechanics. Through physicist Eugene Wigner's thought experiment, a paradox unfolds, showcasing how divergent worlds can be perceived by two observers. Termed as the Wigner's friend experiment, it sparks debates among physicists on the essence of measurement and the existence of objective truths. To put this in simple terms, imagine a cat in a sealed box. Inside the box is a vial of poison that will be released when an atom decays. According to quantum mechanics, the cat exists in a state of superposition where it is both alive and it is dead until the box is opened and observed by an outside observer. However, for Wigner's friend who is inside the box with the cat's state is already definite. It is either alive or dead, and it is known from inside the box before the box is opened. So who is right, the observer or the friend? does reality exist in a quantum state of superposition until observed, or does it already have a definite state? Such paradoxes urge us to question the very nature of reality and our role as observers within it. They push us to consider that perhaps we are not separate entities interacting with an objective world, but rather part of this interconnected web of quantum entanglement. It forces us to confront the idea that our observations and our perceptions may shape the very reality we live in. As we contemplate these mind-bending concepts, let us remember that we are not alone on this journey of discovery. We are all intertwined in the vast and mysterious fabric of the universe. And perhaps by unraveling the mysteries of quantum entanglement, we may also uncover greater insights into our personal identities and interconnectedness of all things. So let us continue our exploration with an open mind and a curious heart, seeking not just answers, but a deeper understanding of our place in this vast and wondrous universe. Okay. The most recent significant finding in the field of quantum entanglement has proven that reality does not exist. I need to be clear here. Everything in science is based on this concept of an objective reality. In science, we conduct an experiment. We observe and we measure the outcome and accept this as reality objectively. The study of the quantum world challenges the assumption that reality can even exist objectively. It not only has been studied, it has been proven that reality as we have known cannot exist objectively. Recent advancements in quantum technologies have brought Wigner's experiment to life, offering a glimpse into the intriguing realm of creating and comparing distinct realities in controlled environments. A groundbreaking experiment unveiled by Massimiliano Pirottetti and his team at Heriot Watt University in Edinburgh has shed light on this profound exploration. Delving into different realities and conducting comparative analysis, their findings echo Wegener's proposition of irreconcilable divergences between realities, leading to the unattainability of consensus on objective truths regarding an experiment. The elegance of Wigner's original thought experiment lay in its simplicity. It commences with a single polarized photon that upon measurement reveals either horizontal or vertical polarization. Before measurement, the photon exists in superposition state, embodying both polarizations simultaneously, as dictated by quantum mechanics. In Wigner's vision, a friend in a distant laboratory measures the photon's state and records the outcome, while Wigner observes from a distance. Unaware of his friend's actions, Wigner infers that the photon and its measurement exist in a superposition of all probable outcomes. To validate this superposition's existence, Wigner conducts an interference experiment, affirming the coexistence of the photon and its measurement in a superposition state. From Wigner's perspective, this coexistence is a fact, signifying the superposition's presence, suggesting no definitive measurement has occurred. However, this contradicts the friend's viewpoint, who indeed conducted the measurement and documented the result, potentially sharing this information with Vigna without disclosing the outcome. These conflicting realities challenge the notion of objective truth, established by both observers, as underscored by Pirouettetti and his team's findings. While this scenario unfolds theoretically, Kaslav Berkner at the University of Vienna has devised a method to recreate Vigna's friend experiment in the laboratory using an entanglement technique. Pirouettetti and his team's recent breakthrough signifies the realization of this extended Vigna's friend scenario. Through an intricate six-photon experiment, they embody two alternative realities, one representing Vigna and the other representing Vigna's friends. While the friend measures a photon's polarization and documents the outcome, Vigna performs the interference measurement to confirm the superposition's presence. The conclusive results of this experiment showcase the coexistence of both realities, despite yielding irreconcilable outcomes, aligning with Vigna's predictions. These outcomes pose profound questions, promoting physicists to reassess the fabric of reality. The assumption that observers can harmonize their measurements of a fundamental reality hinges on various factors, including universal facts presence and consensus among observers. Nevertheless, Pirouettetti and his team's discoveries challenge the existence of objective reality, questioning assumptions related to consensus, observer autonomy, and locality. The implications of this research extend to the scientific domain, where establishing universally accepted facts through repeated measurements is fundamental. Pirouettetti and his colleagues acknowledge the erosion of this concept in their study. The subsequent phase entails crafting experiments that generate increasingly complex alternate realities beyond reconciliation. The outcome of this exploration remains uncertain, yet it is undoubtedly captivating the inquisitive minds of all fellow travelers on this shared journey of discovery. So what does all this really mean? And more importantly, what could it tell us about the interconnectedness of all things, from the smallest quanta to the vast expanses of the universe, and even the connections we share with each other? Picture this, if you will. Two dancers moving not on a stage, but across the expanse of space-time itself. Their movements are so perfectly synchronized, not because they're sending signals faster than the speed of light, but because their movements were united from the very moment they came into being. This is the heart of entanglement, a shared state where particles like photons or electrons influence one another instantaneously, no matter the gap between them. It's as though the universe has set certain rules, and despite the chaos, there is an underlying harmony, an eternal dance. Quantum entanglement is a fascinating phenomenon where two particles can be interconnected in a manner that links their properties. When two particles are entangled, observing the properties of one particle immediately influences the properties of the other particle, regardless of the distance between them. This connection defies human logic of time. Billions of years ago, specific pairs of photons became entangled and remain so to this day, unaffected by any external forces. Doesn't this make you wonder? If particles can be so deeply connected, what does this imply about our connection to the universe and to one another? Are we, in our essence, all entangled in a cosmic web? This intriguing concept was not warmly embraced by all. Albert Einstein, along with Boris Podolsky and Nathan Rosen, pondered about these quantum threads, labeling the phenomenon as spooky action at a distance. It was a nickname born out of skepticism, yet tinged with that human feeling of awe before the unfathomable mysteries of the cosmos. Einstein doubted the completeness of quantum mechanics, suggesting maybe, just maybe, we're missing a piece of the puzzle. Isn't it fascinating? The very effort to disprove the oddity of quantum mechanics led to a deeper inquiry and eventual acceptance. These early quantum pioneers, including Erwin Schrödinger with his now famous thought experiment, Schrödinger's cat, paved the way for us to question the layers of reality. What if, like the cat, we exist in a state of endless possibilities, only defined when we observed? What does this say about destiny, free will, and the undercurrents of existence? And so we find ourselves peering into the infinity where science brushes against the spiritual. John Bell's theorem and subsequent experiments lifted the veil further, showing us that entanglement is not just a theoretical oddity, but a tangible, measurable phenomenon. What are their implications? Far-reaching, bridging particles and people, matter and thought, science and spirituality. It beckons us to question the nature of reality itself and whether the boundaries that seem to separate us are merely an illusion. Are our lives truly isolated, or is there a deeply hidden web connecting us all? Can we tap into this interconnectedness to create a more harmonious world? And if the quantum realm spins tales of particles dancing in mutual coherence, defying the spatial divides, might it whisper at hints of dimensions beyond our familiar three? Imagine a tapestry not just with threads extending in length, width, and depth, but with fibers stretching into realms unseen, dimensions that can cradle the very fabric of space-time in their subtle embrace. Could the entangled particles be not merely exchanging information across the space we know, but also through the veils of dimensions we have yet to perceive? As we stand on the precipice of these depths, the cosmos seems to beckon us with a silent invitation to ponder upon the existence of these extra dimensions, to consider their symphony with our own reality. What if the perceived boundaries of our universe are but a single page in a grander book, and quantum entanglement a narrative winding through a wider, more intricate library of existence? Could our very consciousness play with these multi-dimensional arenas, casting shadows we live by, shaping the contours of our thoughts and dreams? It is in this contemplative space that one can help but marvel at the profound connections that may lie hidden within the cosmic enigma, awaiting the touch of human curiosity to unveil their secrets. If so, the implications resonate through the core of who we are, stirring at the pot of philosophy, science, and spirituality. entangled not only within ourselves, but with the unfathomable layers of reality. We navigate a world more intricate and interconnected than our ancestors could ever have imagined. Each discovery a stroke upon the canvas of understanding, each theory a color yet to be mixed. What might we find as we journey through these dimensions of thought and existence, as boundless as the stars themselves? I want to tie this discussion into a trilogy from episode 13, 14, and this episode 15. I want to suggest what this means for me, this entanglement, this potential that a dimension exists in parallel to us that is unseen until we observe it. If we accept the evidence that reality does not exist, the essence of quantum entanglement transcends the confinements of our rudimentary understanding. It intimately suggests that every particle, every celestial body, and perhaps every thought is interconnected in an invisible yet undeniable dance. Just as the stars have sung to each other across the void since the dawn of time, so too are we, intertwined in an intricate ballet orchestrated by the universe itself. This principle whispers of a world where separateness is an illusion, where the resonance of our existence has reverberations that extend far beyond our limited senses. Could it be that the universe, in its infinite wisdom, is showing us that our destinies are not unfolded in isolation, but are shared notes in the grand symphony of all that is, all that ever was, or all that ever will be? It's in these quiet moments of introspection that we're invited to dissolve the illusion of separation, to recognize that each star in the night sky, each wave cresting upon the ocean, presents a facet of ourselves. In the silent spaces between our thoughts, we might listen for the echoes of entanglement, calling us to remember our unity with all that was. Standing on the brink of this vastness, the universe seems to extend a hushed invitation. It asks us to ponder the existence of other dimensions and their orchestration with our reality. It suggests that our universe is merely a single leaf in an immense tome, with a quantum entanglement as a story threading through its vast library of existence. Are we, the dreamers and architects of society, not compelled to decode these whispers of the universe, to grasp the language of this interconnectedness and apply its principles to the challenges we face? Imagine a world where the barriers that divide us crumble under the weight of this universal truth, where every act of kindness and every innovation could be seen as an extension of the cosmic entanglement that binds all life. On this journey, this trilogy of episodes in 13, 14, and 15, I invite you to apply the principles of being present in the now, to having a positive outlook on your future, to manifesting your destiny, and then linking that with the proven scientific discoveries around quantum entanglement, that reality does not exist, to having an open mind that there may be other dimensions woven in parallel with our own dimension, and that by manifesting your destiny through the power of positive thought, by allowing yourself to be present, not projecting a future that is an illusion onto your destiny. By reflecting in the silence of our solitude as we gaze into the depths of the starry expanse above. By remembering the resonance of our being, infinitely woven into the grand design. As we inhabit this sliver of the cosmic timeline, let us consider how we might manifest this intrinsic binding force that is entanglement, nurturing our future illuminated by our shared link to the stars, to each other, and to this extraordinary dance of existence. Take a moment to reflect on the dance of quantum particles and how it mirrors our own existence. From this microscopic level, we see that even in chaos, there is an underlying unity and connectedness. Perhaps as we continue our collective journey of understanding, we can find ways to embrace this interconnectedness and create a more harmonious world. So I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Billions of Atoms podcast. And until next time, remember, I am part of you, and you are part of me, and we are part of everyone and everything. I want to dedicate this episode to my twin brother. I lost my twin brother in 2016, and from that point forward in my life, I felt this intense connection to him. I feel there's a thread that binds us, and I've felt that strong thread from the moment of his passing. So to summarize how this impacts me and my connection to my brother and the way I live my life and the way I chose to live my life after his death, we have these last three episodes that really speak to everything that I try to live my life for. We know that reality is not known until it's observed. Until you open that box and you make an observation, it doesn't exist. Observing reality, we know, can only occur if we're present and in the now. We can shape our own reality by our observations and perceptions. Perceptions can be influenced by the way we think if we have a positive mindset. You may very well be able to manifest anything in the universe you desire. Objective reality was the backbone of scientific discovery, and it has been proven that objective reality cannot exist. Particles have been entangled since the beginning of the universe. Within you, there are particles that are entangled with other particles, and these particles may be on the other end of the universe. We may all be entangled through these particles, and by observing them, they alter the state of the other particles in other beings or other dimensions. I feel an intense connection to my brother. I feel he is at some quantum level guiding me, unseen, in a dimension where we do not have the receptors to be able to see.